Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Today in South Korea, it killed at least 176 people on the 737-800 passenger jet. Skidded off the runway before slamming into a wall and bursting into flames. Early indications of a landing gear failure. ABC News contributor John Nance.
I don't know why it's there, and I don't know where it is in regard to the center line of the runway. You don't want anything in the way of the aircraft as you're coming down a runway.
Azerbaijan's president claiming Russia accidentally shot down the Azerbaijani airliner that crashed last week, killing 38. He criticized Moscow for delaying answers, demanded apologies, punishment for those responsible, and compensation. Russia has denied responsibility. Severe storms hammering the southeast, bringing tornadoes, damaging winds, and power outages. At least two people died. Thousands remain without electricity across Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. This is ABC News. Severe storms and tornadoes sweeping through parts of the Deep South. At least two people died and six people hurt. Roughly 50 twisters reported over the last 3 days. ABC's Morgan Norwood is in Brandon, Mississippi with more.
One of 10 reported twisters in Texas hitting Porter, where Jeremy Rosales says he scrambled to get his family and dogs into the bathroom inside his mobile home as the twister tore through.
I looked out the window and there was a tornado outside the window. So it was pretty much like almost instantaneous. Lights went out.
And in this North Houston neighborhood, the cleanup begins.
Now the sun is shining like nothing ever happened. The damage is done.
NBA star Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks, the latest pro athlete to be a victim of a home burglary. It happened Friday night. While nobody was home, he filed a police report claiming $30,000 worth of jewelry was stolen. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. After having a mostly foggy morning during the morning today, it is partly sunny right now and our temperature is 37 degrees at 12:03. Clouds with fog, generally light to moderate today. Warm for late December with a high of 40. Mostly cloudy with fog tonight. Dense in some areas, low 30. Fog in the morning tomorrow. Dense in some locations, partly cloudy. Seeing a little sunshine with a high of 42. And currently, once again, in Richland Center, our temperature is 37 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Sunday, December 29th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. As whooping cough continues to spread, Wisconsin has seen one of the worst outbreaks in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin trails only New York and Pennsylvania in the number of reported cases. Department of Health Services data shows nearly 2,400 reported cases this year, a huge increase from the 51 reported cases last year. Nationwide, the number of whooping cough cases is the highest it's been since 2014, and in Wisconsin, they're saying the highest since 2012. Wisconsin state legislature may consider the legalization of medical marijuana again in the next session. With new district maps, Republican state lawmakers hold a smaller majority in both chambers of the legislature, and some have expressed a willingness to engage in medical marijuana discussions again. The topic has been considered in the past, but lawmakers were unable to come to an agreement on how best to regulate medical marijuana. A previous plan was opposed by Democratic legislators as too restrictive. With the new year right around the corner, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is working to find more creative solutions to affordable housing issues across the state. The agency has been providing funds through programs like the Community Development Investment and Idle Site Redevelopment Grants to convert buildings like the former motels and commercial facilities into affordable housing units. Access to housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing Wisconsin residents for 2025. When driving in dense fog where you can't see a half mile in front of you, it can cause you to become anxious and disoriented. Most cars are equipped with fog lights. This is the time to use them. Only have the low beam fog lights on. Using your car's high beams can severely decrease your visibility even more, because the stronger beams will reflect off of the water particles in the fog and make it appear denser. Also, use your windshield wipers. They will help keep the glass clear even if it's not raining. Turn on your defroster. Because fog occurs in high humidity, it's a good time to flip that defrost function on. Drive slow, keep a lookout for other vehicles, never slam on your brakes, and keep a longer following distance. Now I know this may be your first instinct, as you may not feel comfortable losing sight of others. The time between you and the other car should be 9 to 12 seconds in dense fog. If you feel disoriented, pull over to the side of the road and put your hazard lights on. As the year comes to a close, the American Red Cross asks donors to give blood or platelets now. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they can count on. Seasonal illnesses and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those who looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. Four opportunities to give will be held this week. The first will be Tuesday from 11 to 4 at the Comfort Inn in New Lisbon. The second will be held Thursday from 1 to 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. WRCO News Time is 1210. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly sunny and 38 degrees at 1212. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Kent Theed.
Newspaper drawing advertisement from the Richland Rustic, dated December 22, 1905. A few reasons why the genuine T.G. Mant wagon. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information that was accessed from the digital collection of the Richland County History Room at the Brewer Library, it was an advertisement with a picture of a full-length wooden buckboard wagon. What is a buckboard wagon, you ask? Well, a buckboard wagon is a four-wheeled wagon simply constructed, meant to be drawn by horses and other large animals. A distinctly American utility vehicle, the buckboard wagon has no springs between the body and the axles. The suspension is provided by the flexible floorboards of the body and a leaf spring underneath the seat. It was advertised as the Stoughton Wagon. It's one of the best and cheapest wagons on the market. It costs about the same as a poorly made wagon would, and double the wear and double the time. First, it's the gears that are soaked in boiled oil, expelled the moisture, and imparted toughness to the wood. Second, it's the wheels that are made from white oak, A-grade bent rims clipped and bolted at joints to make practically a one-piece rim. Third, the spokes are Dodge mortised in the hub, 14 spokes in the front wheel and 16 spokes in the hind wheels. They're driven with end-dipped boiling hot glue. Actually, it tests and has proven that no other wheel will stand as heavy a load as these 14 and 16 spoke wheels will. Fourth, it's the axles. It has an end-to-end steel truss. It's a rod that's stiffened at the axle, maintained with strength under the strain. The truss rod does not cut into the axle at any point, but it's the leaves when it's full strength. Fifth, the Skeens. Their steel, especially heavy, wear experienced and demonstrated they are liable not to break. The bearing surfaces at the two ends, an oil reserve in the center, and two-thirds less friction surface for those ordinary Skeens. It's the Stoughton Wagon, one of the lightest running wagons on the market. Sixth, the box tops are extra strong. The ironing, extra throughout the entire wagon. The Skeens are constructed with a dust-excluding collar. These and many other points make the Stoughton Wagon the very best wagon for the farmer to buy. And the newspaper clipping said, this advertisement is for the A.H. Crosscup Company in Richland Center, Wisconsin. To everyone, a blessed and safe holiday season. We're looking forward to yet another new year in 2025. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, James Appleby, County Surveyor.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
WRCO News time is 12:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz turkey gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop stuffing, $1.75. Libby's pumpkin pie mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness cherry pie filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury cranberry quick bread, $2 each. Kraft mac and cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Today is Sunday, December 29th. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died December 16th. A celebration of life will be held tonight at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joel Rudersdorf is survived by his parents, Jude and Kevin Rudersdorf of Richland Center, brother Kyle and Lauren Rudersdorf of Evansville, grandmother Arlene Fruit of Richland Center, two nieces, many aunts, uncles, other relatives, and friends. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel, died Friday at home. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of services at noon. Burial will follow in the Homer Cemetery in rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post number 10393, both of Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Zink is survived by his wife, Sherry Zink of Boscobel, 7 children, Christina and Chris Stockton of Bloomington, Minnesota, Eric Zink of Onalaska, AJ and Tara Zink of Deer Park, Joanna and Lucas Glassbrenner of Boscobel, Todd and Lan Zink of Vietnam, Kimberly and Perry Labor of Destin, Florida, and Kevin Zink of Boscobel. 14 grandchildren, a sister, Betty Harwood of Ripon, 2 brothers, Gary Zink of Middleton, and Jim Zink of Gleason, Tennessee. Several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 25th, from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Survivors of Irma Brown include 2 children, Tim Brown and Lynn and Troy Rollbecky, 4 grandchildren, brother-in-law Gerald and Judy Brown, sister-in-law Marlene Brown, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died Friday at her home. A celebration of life is being planned by the family and will be announced as soon as it's available. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services is assisting the family. Becky Salmon is survived by her husband, Rick, 3 children, Nathan Gander and Shannon Collins of Gaze Mills, Shannon and Michael Russell of Viola, and Kaylee and Cody Knapp of Stitzer. 7 grandchildren, her chosen parents, Roy and Wanda Davidson, along with many other in-laws, close friends, and relatives. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City thanks you for your support. Please note, Turbo's is closed through the holidays, but will reopen soon to serve up your favorite lunches and dinners. Stay tuned to WRCO for updates and get ready to enjoy the festive atmosphere, delicious soups, a fresh salad bar, and mouth-watering meals when they're back. That's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, closed through the holidays, but they look forward to seeing you soon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A good Sunday afternoon to you. Cloud cover will remain as we head through today. We might be lucky to see a few peaks of sun here and there, but pretty gray overall with light to moderate fog, perhaps still dense in some areas. The good news is temperatures will be warmer than average if you like that. Highs will be near 40 today. Average highs this time of year around 30 degrees. Low temperatures on average in the teens. So the light wind today, not really breaking up the fog or the cloud cover, but again, we will be above average. And looking ahead, the trend will continue until we start off 2025 when we get a shot of colder air coming in. And it could be even colder as we head into the first full week of January, especially midweek around January 8th, where there are indications that we may have some weather where it's single-digit high temperatures and lows 10 below to 20 below zero. So we'll see how that pans out. And as far as accumulating snow, there is a chance late Monday night and Tuesday of a dusting to a half inch. And then the weekend coming up, the weekend of January 4th and 5th, we may have a few inches of snow as there are indications of a storm system developing and pushing through the Midwest. Of course, we'll need to fine-tune the details, but I do see that in our longer range data. So the specifics of your forecast here, cloudy this afternoon, light to moderate fog, highs around 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog and dense in some areas will back down to about 30. And then fog early on Monday, dense in some locations. In the afternoon, a mix of clouds and a little sunshine. Highs around 42. The winds still light out of the west. And then mostly cloudy Monday night with areas of fog possible. A chance of light snow after midnight as temperatures drop to about 28. Tuesday, cloudy and breezier with a chance of light snow and a dusting to a half inch accumulations in the area. Highs around 35. The wind picks up from the north in the wake of a cold front passing through. New Year's Day, mostly cloudy, blustery with a slight chance of snow. Just minor additional accumulations possible. Highs around 26. Thursday, partly cloudy and blustery with occasional flurries. Highs around 25. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly sunny and 39 degrees after our morning low of 29. Yesterday's high was 41, and we received 9/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2019 is 54 degrees, and the record low set back in 1880 is 21 below. Last year's high was 42 with a low of 24. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:34. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.64, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 39 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Happy holidays from Meyer Oil and LP. They appreciate their customers for choosing them this year and look forward to a bright 2025 together.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
And yesterday, the Bi-State Wrestling Classic wrapped up at the Lacrosse Center. With more, here's Bill Twining.
The annual Bi-State Classic Wrestling Tournament came to a conclusion Saturday night at the Lacrosse Center. It was the 42nd annual event for the boys. For the girls, it was the second annual showcase. Friday's portion of the tournament wrestled in two different venues within the Lacrosse Center. On Saturday, the boys and the girls both wrestled in the main arena. There were 70 boys teams in the event, 76 wrestling teams represented in the girls portion of the tournament. Here were the team scores. First of all, for the boys, hosting Holman won the event with 214.5 points. Marshfield was second with 189. Then Beaver Dam, Wayland Academy, Bayport High School, and West Salem Bangor finished in fifth. In Division II, Evansville won their tournament with the exact point total that Holman had in Division I, 214.5. Prairie du Chien in second place, 170.5. And conference mate Belmont Platteville was third with 155.5. Fourth place, Umbrota Mazeppa, Minnesota. Fifth to Lodi, River Valley, number six out of 26 Division II schools. The Blackhawks with 107.5 points, and Dodgeville was eighth with 102. Chatfield, Minnesota won the overall points total and Division III with 257, 2 years in a row for Chatfield to pick up a first-place trophy at the Bi-State. Aquinas was second, Iowa Grant Highland third with 203 points, Mineral Point, fourth with 195. Stratford rounding out the top five. And Riverdale was eighth with 116.5. For the girls, Bayport High School took the title with 198 points. Badger, Bonduelle, Wausau West, and defending champion Holman rounding out the top five. Holman in fifth place. From our area, Mineral Point was number 13 out of the 76 schools. Prairie du Chien, 17th, Belmont Platteville, 20th, Dodgeville, 27th, Lancaster, 29th, then Boscobel Wazika Steuben, 36th, Kickapoo Lafarge, Youth Initiative, 37th, North Crawford Seneca, 41th, Ithaca Weston, 43th, River Valley, 52th, out of the 76 teams. Individually, let's take a look at how our area schools fared in the Bi-State Classic. First of all, for Richland Center, senior Ethan Haiti led the way with a ninth-place finish at 126 pounds. Ethan Bodendine, a junior, and Braden Kleppe, a senior, were both second-day qualifiers, while Mason Jelenic for the boys, Madeline Muller for the girls, each posted a pair of wins on Friday. River Valley was led by Wyatt Knockreiner, the senior, took a fourth-place showing at 157. Noah Radke was sixth at 138. Blake Brickle, 10th at 190. For the girls, Montana Joels medaled. She was seventh at 145 pounds. Also for the Blackhawks, Quinn Puzan and Mason Schulte each won three matches before bowing out on Friday. Ben Reese and Hunter Ault with a pair of wins apiece. Riverdale was led by junior Brody Meese. He was a top seed in the event, but placed third at 138 pounds. Junior Grant Matthews, also top seeded, was fifth at 285, both Meese and Matthews winning their placement matches. Lakota Brewer was seventh at 132. James Schramm, 12th at 106. Preston Rennish was a second-day qualifier Chase McGuire picked up a pair of wins for the Chieftains on Friday. For Ithaca Weston, the boys were led by Derek Franzen and Ashton Bennett. Each won three matches on Friday but bowed out. Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman, two wins apiece. Mac Neef, who placed eighth a year ago at the Bi-State, did not wrestle due to injury. Ithaca Weston did have two girls place. Sophomores Kaylee Manning was sixth at 235 and Emma Hilby 10th at 165. Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative was led by the girls. Madison Glass, a sophomore, was 10th at 120. Luca Gross, another sophomore, 11th at 100 pounds. Both Mariana Miller and Maddie Townsend picked up a pair of wins for the Predators before bowing out. Boscobel Wazika Steuben, another squad led by the girls. Freshman Peyton Sander was 8th at 114. Senior Lexi Lathrop, 12th at 235. And Elena Krejci posted a pair of wins. Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca led that co-op with a third-place showing for the girls. Jaron Grimsland was sixth for the boys. Sawyer Swigum, a second-day qualifier. Tom Sprosty posted three wins, and Gavin Wilkins a pair for North Crawford Seneca. Dodgeville's Shane Rajan was top-seeded, a defending champion, but placed third at this year's Bi-State. Rhett Spurley was fifth for the Dodgers, and Nathan Johnson 10th. Blake Faust won a pair of matches. The Dodger girls were led by senior Ava Lord, who had five pins en route to a sixth-place finish at 107 pounds. Brielle Walmer was ninth at 165. Rowan Carey of Mineral Point won the championship for the Pointers at 144 pounds. He was a 7-6 winner over Cole Bozeal of Ocado Falls. In the final, Carey, a two-time winner at the Bi-State Classic. Cade Rule was third for the Mineral Point boys. Liam Carey, seventh. Jacob Dannenberg, 10th. Lennon Ewert was a second-day qualifier. Mason Scullion, Alan James, and Matt Orrett all won three matches for the Pointers. Elliot Kite, Sammy Springer, Emmett Collins, and Sawyer Dannenberg, two wins each on Friday. For the Pointer girls, also a pair of place winners. Delia Collins was second at 138 pounds, falling to Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls in the final. Emily Heisner placed third for Mineral Point. Haley Yeager was 10th, and Tatum James 12th. Iowa Grant Highland also had a Bi-State champion, and Bodie Brockhoff at 285 pounds. He followed in the footsteps of Elliot Biba, who won a Bi-State championship a year ago. Brock Hinderman also reached the finals for Iowa Grant Highland, but was defeated 4-0 by Colton Weiler of Auburndale and finished second. Other place winners for Iowa Grant Highland, Jackson Bussey was fourth, Tyson Imhoff sixth, Griffin Wineski and Jackson McGuire each second-day qualifiers. For the boys, Hayden Altman, Aiden Bedward, Max Kelly, Gavin Hinderman, and Tucker Dagenhart all won two matches but failed to reach the second day of competition. For the girls, freshman Maria Schaefer placed 11th for Iowa Grant Highland. A quick overall look at the tournament saw Danny Heiser of Evansville win his third Bi-State championship, joining Mineral Point's Rowan Carey as a two-time champ, Liam Neitzel of Hudson, who won a hard-fought battle from Trey Beasel, a defending champion from Hastings, Minnesota, to claim his second championship. Around the area, Martin Sheard of Aquinas, Eli Meyer, and Eli Leonard of Mount Horeb-Barneveld, Blake Terry of Prairie du Chien, and as mentioned, Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grant Highland all won Bi-State championships. Only Mount Horeb-Barneveld and Evansville posted two individual titles at this year's Bi-State. Only four of the 14 top seeds at the Bi-State Boys Tournament won championships. For the girls, only Badger High School and Marshfield posted more than one champion. Each had two. Repeat champions for the girls at the Bi-State were Erica Slesnikow of Marshfield and Carly Sheshker of Badger. And from our extended area, in addition to Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls, sophomore Kimora Hunter of Adams Friendship and senior Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville won Bi-State titles. Reporting for the Bi-State Classic for WRCO Sports at David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also yesterday, there was some high school basketball action going on. Many of them were holiday tournaments. First of all, in boys high school basketball at the Lewiston Auto Classic at Winona State University, Lewiston Altura beat Richland Center by a score of 69-56. In the River Ridge Holiday Tournament, it was River Ridge beating Seneca 71-40, and Iowa Grant defeated St. Ambrose Academy 72-44. In the Adams Friendship Tournament, in a consolation game, Northland Pines beat Hillsboro 58-48, and it was in the championship game, it was Sparta over Adams Friendship 49-42. At the Rick Majerus WBY shootout at Concordia University, Mineral Point beat Dominican 66-60, and Greendale lost to Mount Horeb by a score of 78-53. At the Just a Game Muller tournament at Just a Game Fieldhouse, DeForest beat Bangor by a score of 86-43, and Reedsburg beat Wisconsin Rapids 59-57. At the Wisconsin Dells Holiday Classic, Wisconsin Dells beat Rhinelander 70-42. And in regularly scheduled games, Ithaca's boys, they defeated Belmont by a score of 63-46. It was Baraboo over Dodgeville 62-47, and Darlington beat Westby 81-56. In girls high school basketball at the Wisconsin Dells Holiday Tournament, Wisconsin Dells beat Rhinelander 47-34. At the Iowa Grant Tournament, River Ridge beat Iowa Grant 62-18. And also at that same tournament, River Ridge beat North Crawford 45-27. At the Bangor Holiday Tournament, it was Sulzberg over Cochran Fountain City, 71-44, and Bangor beat Stratford, 64-40. And regularly scheduled games included Dodgeville against Baraboo, and Dodgeville beat Baraboo by a score of 49-45 in girls basketball. Wanakee defeated Mineral Point, 68-43. It was Edgewood over Cuba City, 69-52. And La Crosse Central beat Reedsburg 53-40, and it was Sparta over Adams Friendship by a score of 62-49. And in women's college basketball yesterday, Indiana beat Wisconsin by a score of 83-52. And as we've been mentioning throughout the day, Green Bay Packer football is coming up. It's Minnesota hosting Green Bay in a very important matchup, and 3:25 is going to be the kickoff, and you'll be able to hear the game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at 1. And just a couple more local things I wanted to pass along to you. The Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Chicago Bulls yesterday by a score of 116-111. Also, former Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke is heading to Arizona. Locke was on the transport portal, and that's the team that he chose to go to. And Corbin Burns and the Arizona Diamondbacks have agreed to a $210 million six-year contract. A person familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press under conditions of anonymity because the deal was pending a successful physical. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. I'm Tim Thied.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
100.9 WRCO.
Got me walking a tightrope across the lover's sky, but now I'm feeling the wind blow. I've never been so high. Promise me the moon, I'm reaching for the stars. I need a hand to hold, baby, don't you let go now.
can hold on to. A little taste of heaven, pot of gold is you. Sitting up on cloud nine with an angel's view. But it's a long way down. Baby, don't you let go now. Baby, don't you let go now. Baby, don't you let go.
Diamonds and they caught the light. Oh, but they were dark and deeper than the night. But when she'd smile, out came the sun. And there ain't no more where that came from. She had a dress that swayed all around her knees, and a voice as soft as a summer breeze. Touch that told me I was the one, and there ain't no more where that came from. I must have said to myself there might be somebody else out there somewhere. I must have said to myself, it's a great big world, girls are everywhere. Oh, but now I know there was only one, and there ain't no more where that came from. Came from. Oh, where that came from.
That was Randy Travis with Where That Came From right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Our time is 12:50. Our temperature outside is 40 degrees, and it's partly sunny. Like I said, that fog, thank God that fog is away, but there is a chance of that fog tonight. So if you're out and about tonight, please drive with caution. And please, you know, if you get any fog during the daytime, be sure to use your headlights. It may keep everything safe that way. Coming up the top of the hour, as we've been mentioning throughout the whole morning, Green Bay Packer football, Packers against the Minnesota Vikings, kickoff at 3:25, and pregame will start at around 1 o'clock. And because of Green Bay Packer football, we will not have any evening news tonight, and Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs, will be starting at 9 and running until midnight. And remember, be sure to tune into that, because if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs, right here on WRCO. As for me, I think I'm going to wrap it up here a little bit, sign off. I will be sticking around playing a few more songs and make sure the Packers get on the air, but I'll be heading out after that. And I just want to thank everybody for making WRCO a part of your day. And please stay safe and take care, and I'll probably talk to you sometime tomorrow. Okay, everybody, and have a great night, and please stay safe.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch, featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131, extension 1516, by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131, extension 1516.
100.9 WRCO.
From the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fits in blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. Ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow.
up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can.
Walk with Grace related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook, calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.